Okay, just wanted to talk a little bit about Mo Lucy's Boo and clothing and religion. I think Amanda had that.
Oh. Well, it sounds like it sounds very Victorian, a lot of these roles. You got to understand, back in the day of the Victoria era, you had a lot of rules set on people about being proper, and one of them was about sexuality. And strangely enough, women's legs were a sexual turn on to men. And so one of the reasons why they made women wear skirts or dresses, particularly long ones, is to hide their legs. I know it sounds strange. It doesn't make no sense. But that's what you're going to find. Back to the people saying, calling each other brother, it sounds very Amish. So if you look into, basically it's very Amish style.
Well, I grew up in a Southern Baptist church, and we used to do that sometimes.
Uh-huh.
They would talk about brother so-and-so, but they would also talk about sister so-and-so. And, you know, I don't know why. The men were brother whatever, and the females were often sister whatever. Maybe if it was your sister, you wouldn't think about boinking them or something. I don't know.
And a long time ago, my sister-in-law and my brother and a bunch of us had a similar conversation, and in the end, we kind of pretty much came to the fact that the reason why men wanted girls to have skirts
control,
or dresses,
baby.
Control, but also ease of access.
Yeah, we gotta get to those legs that you can't let us see.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's the church is very confused on the issue of sex.
Very controlling.
That's just my thought.
Yeah.
You know, I like God. I don't like religion. Religion is, you know, they do a lot of things to control a lot of people. And I guess it's necessary, or it was necessary before we were under the rule of law, because the church
was the law.
It was the law. The church was the controlling factor in society. So, I don't know. What are you going to do?
Pause recording.